maybe I can just say that we really appreciate everyone coming in and spending their time and sharing some of their thoughts and their ideas. And I think to anyone who might eventually listen to this...
let's be a little more optimistic. We are going to shut down the capitalist system and people are going to listen to this program.
Yes, they are. And in fact, what I'd like to do is maybe encourage everyone to think about tactics and maybe consider a deeper level of resistance in the United States than we currently have.
You know, I have trouble with the word resistance. I don't mind the word resistance. I think resistance is great. Mm. But resistance, to me, conjures up an image of somebody standing there trying to keep a wall from falling on them. Resistance is good for a while, but it's kind of like reactive. It's kind of like, how about something that suggests a little bit more than resistance, that has a little bit more attack in it, that has a little bit more breaking through that wall? You know what I'm saying? I mean, resistance to me is a phase, and I don't want to get stuck in it.
Yeah, I agree, actually.
Okay. I mean, helpful we need criticism. To do more than resist. We live in this thing which is doing all this stuff all over the world. If I was living on the receiving end of some of the stuff that comes out of this country, I would want the American people to do a bit more than resist. I'm supposed to be resisting, okay? Because I'm being bombed. I want those American people to do something a bit more than that. It's just me.
Good idea.
Okay.
Darn good idea.
What's the word? We need to have.
Do we need a word?
A concept.
We just need to.
Maybe we just need a fist sort of in the air a little bit. But that's resistance.
We need to win.
Okay, rule number one. This is not our government. I hear a lot of people talking about our government. This is not our government. I don't know who's. This is not our. This is the government, okay? Or a government, but it's not our government. I don't know if it ever was. Depending on who you talk to, maybe yes, maybe no, but it's the government. Rule number two, there are more of us than there are of them, okay? I was sitting around thinking, okay, they said the world is turned upside down. Well, it is turned upside down, but I never quite got it before. And then I was sitting around one night, and I was looking at an architecture book, and it had a picture of a castle up on top of a mountain peak there in Austria. And I'm looking at it, you know, and maybe I'd smoke some pot, maybe not, it doesn't really matter, but I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, okay, Lord so-and-so lives up in there, and he controls all those people down below. You know, and I'm looking at it, it's got drawbridges and gun turrets and stuff on it, you know. And it's on a mountain peak, so there may or may not have been a moat, but usually castles have moats, you know. And I'm thinking, Lord so-and-so lives up there, and he controls all those people down below. And I think, now, wait a minute. If he controls them, what do you need gun turrets for? Mm. You only need gun turrets if you don't control the situation. So... Whoa, no, wait a minute. There's only one Lord so-and-so, and there's about 5,000 of them. No, they control Lord so-and-so, okay? They do. We control them. We do. But there's a trance in place. It's like a hypnosis. And the hypnosis says they control us, and we behave accordingly. We give them our tax money. They say, do something. We say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. But we do all this stuff because we're supposed to. So it looks like. But in actual fact, we control them. We keep them in power. We give them the authority, so to speak. By the way, authority is a wonderful word. When my guitar gets broken, I take it to an authority on guitar repair. You have to earn that. Okay? It is not something that's imposed. You earn that. That's the only definition of authority that I give any legitimacy to at all. Cops do not have authority. They have access to power. They have access to force, access to state force and violence. That's all they have. They are not authority. My guitar repairman is an authority. They are not. But back to the castle, okay? So there's one guy up there, 5,000 down below. They agree that he controls them. Therefore, they are controlling him by keeping him there. And there's a shh, don't say a word about it thing in place, right? Every once in a while, there's a Malcolm X kind of person that shows up. Whatever that person might be, but there's that kind of person that shows up and breaks the trance. And that's when the gun turrets come into play, okay? And that's when the soldiers come out. And good human beings, and most of the people on the planet are good human beings, do not like to see their children shot, okay? They do not like to see their buildings burning, do not want to see blood shed. So it doesn't usually take very much of that for the trance to go back into place. And there might be a little mutation here and there, a little reform here and there, whatever it takes to get the trance back into place. But the trance generally goes back into place, and everybody goes back to work, and the nonsense is playing again that they are controlling us. They're not. There's more of us than there are of them. It's simple arithmetic. So rule number one, this is not our government, it's a government. And rule number two, there's more of us than there are of them. So we just need to get our brains together as to how we're going to do whatever it is that needs to be done to turn the world right side up. And, by the way, if the world is right side up, this is a guitar pick, but it's a pyramid shape, basically. Our cultures, the ones that we have here in the West, are pyramidal in structure. Lord so-and-so lives up there. There's us down there. That's the classic definition. We're struggling to keep, blah, blah, blah. Well, if it's upside down, it's actually like that. There you have it. There's more of us. We control the situation, right? And guess what? That's really unstable. Okay, there's a crisis. Ooh, the army goes over there. Ooh, blah, 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 oh, there's a depression. And that's why it's so fucking unstable. You turn it over and you can see it better. That's all I have to say. It's not one word, okay, but it's, you know.
It's good. Yeah. I was listening to Michael Albert, editor of Z Magazine. He was talking a couple weeks ago, and he was saying how, in his opinion, the biggest challenge is not necessarily to convince people that the whole situation is totally messed up, and he thinks that a lot of people feel that way, and I tend to agree. But of course, whether they feel that way enough to do something about it is another question. But then the big challenge, as far as he's concerned, is that. You know, how do you convince people that we actually can make a difference? And historically, social movements have made really big differences. But there's a lot of cynicism, a lot of feeling that we can't actually make a difference. So, yeah, everything's messed up. But
you get to that point where you basically have to.
Yeah.
Okay, because social movements have made a big difference, but at a cost. And the cost is scary. Nobody wants that. I don't want that. Nobody wants that. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to get to the point where it's necessary. It's just flat out necessary.
Yeah.
Otherwise, all you're going to get is reforms, which, you know, that's neither here nor there. I wouldn't mind a little health care. Okay, that's a reform, but I wouldn't mind a little health care. But for the actual radical thing, thorough thing that we're talking about, you have to get to the point where you have to. Mm-hmm. You know, and we do have to. Okay, mm-hmm. But it has to be understood amongst enough people to break that trance. You know, because 13 soldiers can contain and control a crowd of 1,000. It can be done. 13 mm-hmm. against 1,000, it can be done. Mm-hmm. And then again, the tables can turn. But you've got to, you know, that's a big step. That's a really big step, you know?
And I think a big part of the equation is the ability of those soldiers or the Lord so-and-so and to dictate the information that's going out. Like, in terms of, I obviously have a bias towards, like, issues in terms of media. But, you know, not really celebrating people's struggles and the gains that have been made by them gives people, they don't fully understand the arsenal that's sort of available to them, because they don't think that, you know, people have taken over things and won. You know, it's always like trying to delegitimize people who take to the streets. It's always delegitimizing if they do make it to the media, or they don't make it at all. It's a non-issue. And that's sort of what you were saying, is that proving to people that they can make a difference, because, I mean, they can and they have, mm-hmm. but who knows it? Mm. You know, I think that was sort of what Howard Zinn's goal was in his history of the United States. And that's a goal, that's our goal here as well, is to sort of impart some of that information that's being collected and disseminated in the community, as well as empower the community.
Yeah, there's just one other thing I would like to say before I keep forgetting, is that I wish people would stop pretending to be surprised that the police cracked down, or stop even pretending to be outraged, really, because what in the world do you expect them to do? Okay, what do you expect them to do? I mean, you know, I mean, I'm serious. It's silly. It's just silly. I mean, George Jackson, I don't know if you remember who George Jackson was. He was very prominent in the so-called prison movement, and he was executed in 71, San Quentin, California. One sentence. It should be on everybody's wall that takes any of this stuff seriously. One sentence. Revolution is illegal. What more is there to say?
Yeah.
Why would you be surprised? You know, like everybody gets pissed off that they get arrested. Hello? What do you mean? What are you talking about? Why are you surprised? What do you expect them to do? Do you actually expect them to say, oh, you're right. I just didn't think about it before. Here, here. We'll just we'll leave now. It's yours.
You're just exercising your civil liberties. So.
It's silly. Of course they're going to do that. Of course they're going to build a police state. Of course it's going to become obvious. Of course they're going to have military tribunals. Of course we're going to have tanks in the streets. Of course. Of course. I mean, why not? It's silly. You know? Mm-hmm. So look forward to it. Because it's going to happen. Look forward to it. Plan on it.